Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I give you one nugget? And I was listening yesterday. I'm just listening to you as much as I can in my, you know, my life. Mina Kimes had Matt Miller on, and Matt Miller threw out something that I thought about it, and I went, oh, please don't let that happen. And I don't hate this team, actually. I like them. They're likable. The Bengals cannot figure this out with T. Higgins. They're going to franchise tag him. They haven't even talked since he requested a trade. Like, neither side has talked to each other. They're in this frozen, loveless marriage where they refuse to divorce. I know I have family in these relationships.
Very awkward.
It's so awkward. Yep. Everybody knows it, but nobody can say it out loud. And they probably bring T. Higgins back for one more year on the tag because, like, why not? If they do have to move off him, though, after this year, Matt Miller threw out them as a sneaky watch out. Do they feel like they can move up and acquire Rome Odunze?
That would be terrifying.
Ja'Marr Chase.
That would be terrifying.
Rome Odunze with Joe Burrow.
I mean, those are those kind of moves that you make where you then get him on that cheaper contract for the next 4 years, or at least 3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just makes everything else that you're doing that much easier.
Yes.
I would be shocked if that ended up happening, but those kind of moves are the difference. And I think there's a handful of teams that are in that category, man. That's why tonight's so fun. Like, what are the Niners going to do with Ayuk? What's the move there? Amon-Ra St. Brown got, what, $77 million guaranteed yesterday?
Yeah, it was four over 120, so 30 on average, 77 guaranteed up front. I'm sure the averages change year by year, but, you know, roughly in that kind of ballpark.
And that's, I mean, I think they're fairly comparable players, right? Not like you wouldn't label them best wide receiver in the NFL, but clearly really solid players for their team
up
and coming. I do too. And I love Ayuk too. I think Ayuk's a really underrated, forgotten part of that 49er offense. With Purdy on the rookie deal, they can technically afford it, but it comes down to, if you pay him, are you willing to let something else go? Do you like a wide receiver in the draft? Like, that's where tonight, to me, gets so fun of T. Higgins, Ayuk, A.J. Brown. How many of these guys get dealt? Yeah. Do they go to competitive teams? Because there's a lot of folks out there, Buffalo being a primary candidate, who is looking for a game-changing wide receiver, whether it be through trade or through the draft tonight.
Well, San Francisco needs help on their offensive line.
They
need cornerback help. That's why they've been linked with Kool-Aid McKinstry so long, because Ward's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Lenore has had a really good career. I was actually thinking about this yesterday randomly. Mario's two biggest draft players in so far in his career, you would probably say Kayvon and Lenore, right?
Am I omitting? Penei Sewell.
Oh, Penei. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And Javon Holland.
Okay, you're right.
They both sat out the COVID year,
okay,
and that sucked because the Oregon fan only got a good... Penei really only played 1 year at Oregon.
But Penei has been a stud,
yes,
and he just got rewarded for it.
Paid,
he has the second, is it lowest, highest, I forget how you look at it, but he's got the second best in terms of sack percentage in the NFL. He's been an absolute monster for them, a unit at right tackle.
He epitomizes what Detroit and Dan Campbell want to do.
Yes, man, Campbell's gotten his man, and they locked him up yesterday. Javon has been an absolute beast in Miami, so I can't believe I just overlooked those two. Kayvon's been, I think, mostly up, but he's had some weeks where it's like coming and going. And Lenore, I think, has been awesome for San Francisco. So,
really good under-the-radar player.
You know, does San Francisco feel like they need to move up for offensive line and secondary help?
we'll kind of have to wait and see. But again, the back end of that draft is so underrated that all of these good teams to great teams tend to nail down their picks, which is why they find themselves in the positions that they're in. Ayuk is interesting. All of the metrics, the analytics just talk about the separation he has and his route running, and everything about him screams pay him. And he's probably only going to get better because he's got age, he's got wisdom, he understands it. But man, that's such a large number. And if you're signing him, are you moving Debo? That doesn't save him a whole lot in cap space, but like these are the hard decisions guys like John Lynch have to make.
Who's more valuable to their offense?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that's Debo impossible gets hurt, question. Though. But that's the problem is Debo gets hurt. Ayuk is there. I've had debates with Niner fans in my life about if Ayuk is a one. Is he a one? A lot of people think he's a one. Some people are like, you know, like that Super Bowl. Did he do enough in the Super Bowl? It's tough. These are the decisions that I'm glad I don't have to make.
Yes.
Because you draft these guys, and then it's like, who are you paying? Are the guys you drafted? They're all performing. Do you get rid of Debo?
No.
Man, that seems like it'd be crazy to a lot of people, but he's been injury prone. I don't know what they're going to do. The history of them says they'll end up paying him.
It does. They have a good track record of that. I mean, they have dealt with a couple guys like Armstead and Buckner. Or not Armstead. I think he finally
left. They paid Armstead, but they finally moved off of him.
Buckner was the name I was trying to say. Yeah. And that was one where it was a similar problem, right? Like, how many guys on the defensive line can you pay? Yep. Wait, let's get another draft. And they ended up drafting Hargrave with that pick. And it was the thought of, we don't want to give him the money. Let's get a guy on a cheap rookie contract. And that's where I think the Ayuk smoke is do they make that deal and then go make a play for a while? Wide receiver in the draft to fill that void with a guy who's not going to be requiring $35 million a year.
Well, and Richardson's coming back, and just keep this in mind. The NBA works on this business a lot more, I think, than the NFL does, but sometimes who you do business with matters. They sent Buckner to Indy.
They did. Indy could use another one. I mean, Indy, I know they just could pay Pittman,
use,
but
they could use an Ayuk, though. If you're going to help Richardson develop and not be as dangerously mobile, Pittman, good player. Having an Ayuk on the other side, not a bad decision. I'm not saying that's where it's going. It could be Jacksonville. It could be Indy. Maybe Buffalo to replace Diggs. But, you know, whether they sign him or move him, it's one of the hundred of fascinating things that potentially could be happening tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple more draft nuggets, and some listeners are sending some stuff in. Vancouver 4 text line, by the way, 503-864-6326. I'm going to get to them at the bottom of the hour, and some takes on the quarterbacks and thoughts on Penix and the local guys that are starting to come in. We'll highlight some of the other names that you should just keep an eye on that will get their names likely called tonight from the Northwest schools. There's a trio of offensive linemen from Oregon State, Oregon, and Washington who could hear their name called tonight. So there's a lot of local interest. I want to just take a brief timeout, brief pause, brief break in the action, and sneak in a little NBA playoff conversation, if that's okay. You don't want to do it. You don't even want to talk NBA.
No,
I know you do. I know you do. Schultzy, what do you think? Is it worthy? Or do we just keep rolling with the NFL draft?
I can't tell.
LeBron tonight, I feel like that is worthy, especially after
it could go down 0-3. Embiid saying they're going to come back.
Anthony Davis slamming down the mic. He made a shot. Play defense, you jerk. Admit you didn't play defense and shave your unibrow. Yeah, let's talk NBA playoffs.
Wow. Now we're just taking physical attacks.
Now I'm kind of excited.
Okay.
Now
I'm all in.
Now I'm kind of excited.
I'm all in.
And apologies for no Barkley there.
It's a bummer for
us. I can't do another one of those segments.
That is one of our favorite segments of the week. We actually are not supposed to have BetQL. Well, not have, but like it's not a mandate for BetQL. We have a partnership with BetQL, obviously, and we love Ken Barkley. We wanted to roll that thing post-football season because we just love talking with him, shooting the S, and finding, you know, value in any sports gambling. So we're more bummed than anybody else, and it sucks.
And a good correction from a listener. The Niners drafted Kinlaw. They signed Hargrave. I got my D lineman mixed up.
Kinlaw was
the pick with the
Buckner trade. He's moved on.
And now,
so that's the other thing about San Francisco. They have had such success,
And they've also had like two of some of the biggest flop picks
yes.
in the top 10 in the last like 10 years with Solomon Thomas instead of even evaluating Mahomes.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It is pretty crazy that there's still that just
and
the, Kenlaw. The what
Kenlaw
ifs.
Was never
no,
that
never
great.
Up.
No.
The what ifs of if they just would have got those draft right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.